Well, we have huge news today that is good news, that is pro-Second Amendment news out of the Supreme Court and also a federal court in Texas, I believe. So first, let's talk about the Supreme Court ruling. They have ruled that bump stocks are not machine guns, or in essence, what they've really ruled is that the bump stock ban that was pushed by the ATF, even it was pushed by Donald Trump too during his presidency, that that ban is unconstitutional. So that is a massive ruling. And what it means is that the ATF can't just say something's a machine gun just because it makes a gun easier to fire more rapidly. Now, by the way, in the years past, I did own for a period of time a bump stock just to see what it was like. It was legal at the time, and I got rid of it when the bump stock ban went into effect because, well, mostly because I realized this is not a good thing for accurate rifle fire. I don't know if you've ever played with a bump stock, but it's like a big plastic add-on that covers like the rear half of an AR-15, really the lower, I don't know what you say, the lower receiver and the stock. And you have to, well, you basically pull the trigger and then you have to push the rifle forward, usually with a foregrip of some kind. And then the recoil of the rifle causes it to push itself back, and then you keep pushing it forward and it goes back and forth and back and forth. And each time it does, it fires around. So it's still a semi-automatic firearm, but you're just kind of forcing it to cycle itself more quickly. The problem with this is that there's no accuracy. It's kind of useless as a tactical weapon or a self-defense weapon or even a battle weapon. I don't know anybody in the realm of, you know, professional firearms and all the people I've trained with in special forces or law enforcement or, you know, private training experts. I don't know anybody that wants to use a bump stock. It's kind of it's a novel. It's just for like 4th of July, somebody wants to pretend they have an automatic weapon to shoot up a bunch of bottles against a dirt berm or something, like, yahoo, we shot him up, you know, like that kind of, it's a joke, really. But doesn't mean it should be a felony to have one, you know? If somebody wants to have one and blow through a bunch of really expensive ammo and have a fun 4th of July, that's their right as an American, frankly. So no, bump stocks are not machine guns, and the Supreme Court just ruled that, and now we have a definitive answer on that question, and that's awesome, because it means that there may be hope now for things like binary triggers, which are triggers that allow you to fire off one round when you pull the trigger and another round when you release the trigger. There are various types of trigger innovations that do this kind of thing. And I don't own any of those, but I've always wondered if that might be useful tactically. I could see like firing on trigger release could be useful in certain situations, but maybe this ruling will allow more of these innovative triggers to exist. We'll see. But this ruling is a really important ruling because it means the ATF can't just fabricate their own rules on their own outside of congressional authority. Now, Congress could still pass a law that says bump stocks are illegal, even without calling them machine guns. But that right belongs in Congress, or that power belongs in Congress, who answer to the people, or at least, you know, theoretically they're supposed to. Whereas the ATF is run by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats who think that they get to rule as tyrants over America and do whatever the hell they want without any oversight or any elections or any answering to the public. So there's a very big trend happening in the Supreme Court over the last few years. And remember, this court is made up of 6-3 in terms of conservatives to liberal justices. And this ruling was, in fact, 6-3. So right along, you know, party lines, as you might expect. But the trend is that the Supreme Court is pushing back against the bureaucratic state. So there was a huge decision involving the EPA, and I forgot the name of the case, but it's concerning what's called the major questions rulings with the Supreme Court, where the EPA had said that, well, we're going to regulate carbon dioxide as a pollutant, and therefore we're going to push all these rules and regulations that, you know, shut down combustion engines and shut down coal-fired power plants all across the country, because we say CO2 is bad for the world, which is stupid, because carbon dioxide is necessary for, of course, photosynthesis. And without CO2, you don't have food crops, you don't have rainforests, you don't have flowers and pollinators, and the whole web of life depends on CO2. But of course, the EPA wants to destroy life. There are a bunch of terrorists there running the EPA, just like the ATF and the FDA, CDC, the whole lot of them, just a bunch of terrorists. They want to destroy life. Well, the Supreme Court pushed back on that and said, well, you know what? The EPA, the mandate for clean air and clean water and so on, or just the overall definition of the EPA, does not include a mandate to regulate carbon dioxide, because that's a major question, and Congress never specifically authorized the EPA to do that. And that decision was handed down, I don't know, what was it, a couple of years ago now. But we're seeing a lot of pushback by SCOTUS against the bureaucratic creep of tyranny. And in this case, with the ATF and the bump stocks. Now, there's more to this. There's another major decision. But first, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's podcast. And that is ShieldArms.com. ShieldArms.com, they have now, because of this other ruling, you can buy AR-15 pistols from them, and they have the folding AR-15 receivers, which are fantastic. Allows you to use standard AR parts for almost everything on the firearm, but it folds, so it's more compact. Now, of course, you have to follow local laws, and you have to have an FFL dealer and so on to transfer it, but if you go to shieldarms.com, use discount code RANGER, and you'll save, I believe it's 10% across everything they sell on their site. The belts, the concealed carry pouches, they've got a lot of innovative stuff. And I now carry their gun, actually I have for over a year, and it's the Glock 43X as a sidearm, because it's very thin, but yet it carries a lot of rounds of ammo. I used to carry the SIG, the P320 or the P365, now I carry the Glock 43X. And the thing is, Shield Arms has the best magazines for this. They're metal magazines. And my main complaint about Glock was always that the polymer mags would wear out and they would drop out over time. I know that because that happened to me. The steel mags don't have that problem. So if you get from shieldarms.com, you get steel mags, which are 9mm, you know, rounds, of course. For the Glock 43X, it is the perfect carry gun for men and women. It works, people with small hands and big hands. It works for me, and my wife, who's much smaller than I am, she can use it just fine as well. So check it out, shieldarms.com. Use discount code RANGER. You'll save a bundle. They've got AR-15s. They've got AR-15 pistols. They've got folding ARs, and they have the Glock 43X pistols. They even have a new variety with a cut-off, what do you call it? The grip. And the magazine goes into the grip, but they've cut off the grip and made it even shorter, so it's even more concealable. They have a special version. I forgot what they call it. It's like Glock 43X Super Short or something. I don't know what it's called. But you can check that out at their website. It's very concealable. Again, shieldarms.com. Now, the other major decision that just happened, which is also huge, happened, I believe it was a federal court in Texas that sits under the Fifth Circuit Court. So this judge ordered vacated the pistol brace rule of the ATF, which was a completely made up nonsense rule by the ATF, where they just said, well, we're going to consider all pistol braces to really turn this into an SBR, which is a short-barreled rifle, which is not allowable unless you apply for permission and apply and pay a $200 tax stamp and all these other things. In essence, the ATF was about to transform over 10 million Americans in, into instant felons, which I'm sure they would love to do, like they did that to Trump in the court. All of a sudden, you're a felon with 34 felony convictions. It's all BS. So they were going to do that to all the gun owners. And this rule was insane because pistol braces have been widely sold across the country for years. I mean, I own AR-15 pistols with pistol braces. Those are my favorite firearms, actually, because they're really great for like truck guns or car guns. I mean, obviously follow your local laws, make sure that you keep it legal. In some states, you can't have a firearm visible. I mean, so check your local laws, obviously. That's your responsibility, not mine. I live in Texas. You might live in, you know, Washington State or some crazy restrictive place like California. So you got to check your own laws. But these arm braces were great because they would allow a shorter barrel for a pistol configuration of an AR-15, let's say, like an AR with like a 7-inch barrel or a 10 or 11, 12-inch barrel, which was much easier for women and elderly people to handle because it wasn't so front heavy. Often a lot of women and people who don't have really great upper body strength, like if your shoulders aren't really strong, a lot of those people have trouble holding up an AR-15 because it's so long with the 16.5 inches typically. So these AR-15 pistols were perfect for those people. And the ATF tried to turn all those people, women and elderly, into felons. That's what they did. And the court cases against the ATF were filed by the Firearms Policy Coalition, FPC, the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF, and Gun Owners of America, among others, I believe. But the Firearms Policy Coalition, and you should be a member, by the way, look them up. I've become a member of all these groups, by the way. I just, when this happened, I just went online to Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition. I'm like, give me your most expensive membership, you know? Just like, I want to give you the maximum membership money possible. And that's what I did. And so these groups sued. And the courts, it seems like it was about, I don't know, a year. No, it was 18 months ago, or I forgot the exact date. But at some point, maybe it was only 6 months ago, the courts issued an injunction against the ATF and said that the ATF cannot enforce this arm brace rule against people who were members of the Firearms Policy Coalition or the Second Amendment Foundation or whoever the plaintiffs were in those various cases. And I thought this was great. It was like, okay, great. I can reassemble my pistols with the arm braces now because I had disassembled them, you know, to comply with the ATF law. Not that I'm big into compliance, but I also don't want to be a felon. I don't want them to show up and say, aha, we've got you on, you know, 3 felonies. And no. So I disassembled that just to see what would happen. And besides, I've got other, you know, regular AR-15s sitting around. So I still had my self-defense in play. So anyway, after this ruling, then I reassembled the AR-15 pistols. And now I'm able to carry those in my vehicle with me as well. And I've got several of the different configurations for different kinds of things. And just like I mentioned, our sponsor here, Shield Arms, they have a folding arm brace configuration. But there are also arm braces that extend. For example, Maxim has a firearm that's pretty cool. It's a 7.62x39 that's really short, and it has an arm brace that just pulls out. It extends out. And I've got one of those, and that's, you know, depending on the way you like it, some people like them to fold, some people like them to extend. It's kind of your ergonomics and what works best for you, but there's a lot of different configurations that are available out there. And then there's also the SIG MCX firearms, and I've got a few of those as well. Canebrake and the Rattler. I think I've got the Rattler and 300 Blackout. And those are nice in the sense that you can fire them when they're folded, but they're also very expensive. Like, probably the cheapest you can get a Rattler right now is $2,700, $2,800. I mean, these are basically like $3,000 pistols. And they're heavy. because of the recoil mechanism, it's up above the bolt carrier group, and so it adds weight. Whereas a regular folding AR-15 like Shield Arms has is lighter, but it doesn't cycle in the folded position, so you do need to unfold it before you use it. Nevertheless, there are a lot of different configurations out there, and you can kind of look around and see what you think is best for you. But I just think it's great that as of right now, pistol brace rule is vacated. So probably the ATF will appeal that to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit will probably tell them to go pound sand. And this vacation of the rule will stay in place. And when it's vacated by a judge, it means it's rendered null and void. And what's interesting about this is that there was a deadline. I don't remember, was it like right at the beginning of the year? Sorry, I don't have all the dates in front of me here. But there was a deadline at one point where you had to register your arm brace pistol with the ATF, and they would waive the $200 tax stamp fee. But you had to register with your name and, you know, your social and your address and everything. And a bunch of stupid people did that. Because they're like, I want to comply with the ATF, you know. I mean, I just disassembled mine. That's as far as I'm not gonna file with them. I'm not gonna give them my name and the serial number and every arm brace firearm that I have. No, I'm not gonna help the government build a list that they're gonna use to probably try to, you know, murder Americans who are gun owners, because that's what governments do, right? We know this. But a bunch of people went along with that, and they filed with the ATF. It seems like it was, I don't know, like 100,000 people or more. It was a lot of people. Well, those people now, I mean, the whole thing's been vacated. It's null and void. So those people have to be feeling pretty stupid right about now. And you probably deserve to feel stupid if you filed a bunch of paperwork with the ATF when all you had to do was just take off the arm brace. But, you know, hey, some people did that, and now the ATF has a copy of all your, you know, your firearms, because you had to send a picture too, by the way. That was one of the things. You had to take a picture and the serial number and everything. So they now have an inventory of all your, you know, pistol brace or arm brace pistols. And that's a stupid thing. And some people even destroyed their arm braces, you know, like melted them down. And of course, YouTube allowed some videos to go viral of some anti-gun morons like setting fire to arm braces and things. We finally got rid of the evil arm braces. It's just complete stupidity. So here's the good news in all this. I mean, more good news is that you can now buy arm braces by themselves. So you can go onto your favorite retailer website, you know, whatever it is, Midway USA or Palmetto State Armory or Brownells or wherever, and you can search for arm braces. And the one model that's good for the SIGs is I think the FS1913, because it has a like a 1913 Picatinny rail connector, and it's a folding arm brace. That's pretty cool. And you can buy all these arm braces now, and you don't need an FFL to buy an arm brace. To my knowledge, maybe, I don't know, in California, maybe they have some silly law or something there. It seems like you have to have an FFL to buy ammo, which is crazy. But in Texas, you can just buy these things online, just buy arm braces online. So, and they'll ship them to your house. So I recommend that if you want to have arm braces in the future, this is a pretty good time to pick them up. And, you know, SB Tactical is probably the best known for their arm braces. And they distribute their products through all the other typical retailers like Brownells and so on. But I recommend you go online and you just buy some of these arm braces and have them on hand if you think you might need them. And you don't even have to assemble them onto a pistol, but you could do so later if you wanted to. Because during the ban, you couldn't buy arm braces at all. And so you could buy pistols that could accept arm braces, but they would never ship with the arm braces because the ATF rule was in effect. And then you couldn't buy the arm braces because those were essentially no longer offered by the retailers because they were afraid of being, you know, raided by the ATF. So if this ever happens again, you want to have a little stockpile of arm braces. That's what I do. So I've got like, you know, four or five arm braces sitting around, different styles, different lengths, some fold, some extend, whatever. So also, if I ever have a problem with an arm brace, you know, something breaks, a part pops off, or I'm at the gun range and the idiot next to me shoots my arm brace because they don't know what they're doing. Well, actually, I don't go to gun ranges for that very reason, but I don't trust the people next to me at public gun ranges. I only train with like special forces dudes, okay? I'm tired of being around people who have no trigger discipline, but whatever. It's not worth risking my life for some newbie. Get yourself some arm braces and check out shieldarms.com to get yourself a really great AR-15 pistol or a folding AR or the Shield Arms version of the Glock 43X with the magazine. These are awesome firearms. Get proficient. Practice, get some good training, practice safety, practice dry fire. Find out what that is because you're not using live rounds when you're doing that. Practice a lot of dry fire, and guess what? You can get very, very good with about 100 hours of practice, which is less than what I put into the Rubik's Cube, by the way. I'm probably hundreds of hours into the Rubik's Cube, kicking ass on that. For less than that, you can be really good with firearms. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Take care. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And if you'd like to take advantage of our Father's Day sale event at our store, healthrangerstore.com, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll see all the specials we have here for Father's Day, beginning with our knife series, which is all back in stock. And these are amazing knives. We co-designed these with Dawson Knives, and they use the MagnaCut alloy, which is highly corrosion resistant, but yet holds an edge, is very sharp, very durable, but also flexible so that it doesn't shatter. It's really kind of a breakthrough material for knives. Those have G10 handles as well, super high end. Now, check out what I have on my desk. These are all products that we have back in stock. The toothpaste being the most famous, that you see the Groovy Bee toothpaste there at the top, that we have 7 pallets of that the FDA tried to have incinerated. And through our attorneys, we were able to rescue the toothpaste. And one of our attorneys, a former FDA person, by the way, said they couldn't believe that the FDA was pulling some shenanigans on us to try to destroy our toothpaste. It's just incredible what they do. But we were able to rescue that. We've got it in our warehouse. It passed all our laboratory tests. It's incredible. It's a peppermint aniseed toothpaste. It's available now during our Father's Day sale event, along with many other products. There's, show my screen. There's the toothpaste right there, the Groovy Bee toothpaste. Yay, we, you know, rescued from incineration. They wanted to put it in ovens, man. Okay, now we also have mouthwash. We've got, see everything on the desk? All kinds of different mouthwash flavors. We have the Castile liquid soap, and there on the left-hand side, we've got the magnesium deodorant with baking soda as well, and the silver first aid gel, which is made from Texas rainwater, and then we make colloidal silver out of that using silver plates and a system that I actually engineered, and we do our own colloidal silver that way. We've got numerous products on sale right now during the Father's Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day. It's good until Sunday night at midnight, and if you purchase $199 or more, that's $199 or more, you get a free gift here, which is a free Silver Fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda. And we do have plenty of those to include for free. So check out all the available items. We've got, look, a backup food supply. What dad doesn't want a survival ranger bucket set and some kick-ass knives for the end times, you know? Zombie thrashers. You can get this for your dad or your granddad or a dad that you know who's a dad. You can get all these products. They're available now, healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are on sale. Just put in /Father's Day to see the whole selection. And thank you for your support. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for raising healthy, aware children who represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Take care.